So yeah, it's something I definitely wanted to look for again, something really good, you know.
It's one similarity with The Fly that these are both horror stories that happen in our world. There's just this one extraordinary thing happening.
Well, that's another good point that I haven't hadn't thought of. But yeah, I think you could say that. And I think that's something that's very appealing about horror stories and horror movies is when it seems like the normal world, except something supernatural starts happening. So yeah, I like
how,
that about
how distressed she seems to have a lot of distressing things going on.
Yeah.
You think she's more distressed by her husband? Is that early onset dementia or
You know, I think we haven't. We're going to reveal later what it is. It's sort of ambiguous right now what might have happened to him that caused this. But yeah, I think there's a big confluence of things happening in my life that are very, very stressful and difficult to deal with. My daughter being in a car accident that had a fatality in it, and my husband having these mental problems. So yeah, it's not a great time to also have one of your children possessed.
Is it? She may have more than one, it looks like, from the...
I don't know. I actually literally don't know what happens with... But we definitely hit that it could be both, or one or the other,
Are you superstitious at all taking this? I know somebody was saying, an actor I was sitting to was like, oh, I don't know if I could do a horror...
Really?
No. Yeah. You don't take it home with you, you just kind of leave it
really
at home.
It was so wonderful to see you on the screen.
Thank you.
And I liked the answer when the priest asked you if you believe in God.
Yeah.
I really liked what you said.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. It just struck me watching it now when I say, what about you? That I ask a priest, do you believe in God? And then he gives a sort of, you know, interesting answer, too. Yeah.
Suggestion a year or two ago that screenwriters should take their scripts and just change characters to women. Have you heard from any screenwriters that they've taken you up on that and done that?
Oh, you know, we actually did a survey. This is from my institute. We did a survey of everybody who's heard our presentation in the business, and 68% said it had changed two or more of their projects. And 41% said it had changed four or more of their projects. So, and it includes things like switching male to female characters, adding more female characters, giving them better occupations, more to say, putting more clothes on them, you know, various things like that. But yeah, we do.
That's great that it works. So what is step two?
What's that?
What's step two now that they've started to do that?
Well, we have to keep on. It has to really be in the front of everybody's mind when they're creating projects, because it really is something that can happen so quickly and easily. You know, if you just stop before you cast something and think about it, you can have a very diverse and gender balanced script very easily. And so our whole focus now is making sure there's no more missed opportunities, you know, where a kid's movie comes out and it's very imbalanced gender-wise, when it so easily could have been balanced. And, like, let's just, you know, let's think about it before it happens. And that, it's also unconscious, you know, it's also such, in all of us, a sort of unconscious gender bias that we've gotten from the media that we've consumed, you know, being so imbalanced. So, but I'm very optimistic. I think it's gonna be good.